We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Spirits down.
Beamidge and Finley.
Get off the streets.
30-year anniversary of Super Bowl 26. We've been celebrating all day. If you've missed any of our interviews, you're nuts. But if you have, check out the podcast or you can go to Odyssey app, hit the rewind button. We talked with Joe Gibbs, Gary Clark, Jimmy Johnson just called in, David Aldridge from The Athletic. Don't forget, it's also the season for BetQL's Giving Props, a weekly free-to-play contest that runs throughout the playoffs. Go to BetQL.com/props to sign up. 10 prop bets around this weekend's games. Person with the most correct picks wins $2,000. Just by signing up, you're automatically entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Check out BetQL.com/props.
I like that.
Right now, let's go to the BetQL guest line. Welcome in three-time Super Bowl champion,
the man,
linebacker, Mr. Monty Coleman. Monty, 30 years ago today, you held your third Lombardi. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are y'all?
We're doing good, man. I tell people, always think I'm crazy, Monty, but you know what? There's one guy I never, ever tried to cross was the guy that had the 25-inch arms, and that's you, sir.
Well, they're not there now, Brian, believe me.
Hey, that team, though, you were the guy. I told him you were like E.F. Hutton. When you talk, people listen. You know, you were the senior vet on that team. People looked up to you and respected you. You felt your role that year, 1991, for that football team?
Whoa, that's a great question. My role was just to make sure that everyone was prepared, Brian, pretty much, to just make sure everyone was prepared.
Yeah,
to be myself, make sure I led by leading, and it was just a fun season, man. It made it easy to be able to be a senior veteran. With a bunch of guys like yourself and other guys, Andre Collins and people like that, to be on the team.
You know, man, I tell a story how when we were going through those winning one, winning two, winning three, getting to seven, and you basically had the mindset we could be up at halftime. You're like, we're 0-0, we got to win the second half. We're just 0-0, we haven't started the season yet. And I was wondering, like, what? We winning a lot of games. He say we 0-0. But I caught on to it as you went, where you wanted to make sure nobody got complacent. And I think that's the reason we were able to go 11 games straight before losing one.
Well, it like I said, it made it very easy because we were a very manageable team, a team that listened to the veteran players, a team that was hungry to win and wanted to win. And it was easy, Brian. But, you know, being around, had been around for a while, I knew that at any given time, the tides could turn. And regardless of how many games we had won, how we were playing in that game the first half, it could easily turn. And I was part of my responsibility as a veteran was to make sure that we didn't let anything slip away from us and regret it.
Talking with Redskins great linebacker Monty Coleman here on the Beamish and Finley program. Monty, there's not a lot of people that have an NFL career span three different decades. What was the secret to your longevity with Washington?
Well, I definitely give a lot of credit to my coaching staff and the players that I played with. The other thing was my work ethic, I believe. My philosophy was I wasn't going to let anyone outwork me on the field or off the field. And I think that paid off. I really do. But just to be able to play with the guys that I play with, like B. Mitch, it made it fun to be able to play as long as I did. And it was second to none.
You know, I got here in 1990, and I grew up in a family with five boys and two girls, and I understand the family feel. That's the first thing I noticed when I walked in the door, that these dudes really care about each other. And every time I look at teams now, I've been on this radio now for over 20 years, when I look at guys and look at football teams, I look at how close they are. And I can tell you if they're going to be a good team for a moment or they're going to be a good team for a long time. But that team right there, I felt that they were going to be successful because everybody seemed to truly care about each other and didn't want to let the other person down.
And I think that's a big, big part of it, Brian. You know, we had our goals as individuals. We had our ambitions as individuals. But the team came first over all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you just said means a whole lot. And a lot of the players today could learn from that the team comes first. The team came first in 91. And because of that, I think we were successful. And, man, that rung a bell with me.
You are on three different Super Bowl championship teams. What's the distinct difference or the similarities in those three different teams that you won on?
In 82, we were just hungry. We went through a strike year. It was a shortened season, and we were just hungry. And then when we got there, we knew what to do. And then we went back, and we lost to the Raiders, of course, in 83. And we were complacent. We were better than what we really were. Actually, that was the best football team I ever played on in 83, that team there. We just rolled through people. But we were cocky.
Mm.
And then we went back in 87 and then 91. It was one of those deals where we weren't going to let another team beat us. Regardless of if it was a playoff, it was a regular season, it was a Super Bowl. We weren't going to let anyone beat us. And we had a mission and we stuck to it.
So, Monty, you think the 83 team was better than the 91 team that did win the Super Bowl?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yes, I do.
And that 83 team, I just pulled this up, only two losses in the regular season by a combined 2 points.
Wow.
That's right.
That's pretty wild.
Dude, we rolled through people that year, and going back-to-back, you know, that meant something to us. And we just got complacent, I believe. I think we were a better team. We went into the first Super Bowl in 82.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey.
podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Dogs to the Miami Dolphins, and then we come back with the Raiders because we went two years in a row, we were favorite, and we actually lost 2 games, and both of them were Monday night games, if my memory served me right. We lost by 1 point and in both of those games, and we were a good football team. The 91 team was very, very special. That was a special team. I don't even know if we knew coming into the season that we were going to go to the Super Bowl that year. But we knew once we started playing that we had the potential to make it, and we did, of course.
Manny, I received the itinerary from the Super Bowl that year, and Coach Gibbs, in being such a great motivator and knowing how to keep people from getting a little hyped, at the top of the thing, he didn't even say Super Bowl. He said playoff game number 3. Okay?
Yes.
And you remember, he took us to this. I still don't know where the hell we stayed the night before the game.
I don't have a clue.
But you look at that type of thing where he did these little things that never allowed you to get overwhelmed by the moment because he played it down. But taking us out to that hotel that night, I think it was the best thing in the world because you had nothing to do but talk to your teammates, meet, go to sleep, and be ready to play a football game.
And he was also smart for doing that, Brian, because you remember at the hotel, there was a lot of fans there.
Yeah.
There was a lot of fans that easily could have been a distraction for us. And for him to do what he did by moving us from that hotel that we were originally at to some place that no one knows where we went to, I think that was ingenious of him.
We should have a reunion at that hotel. If we can find it, if it's still there.
Probably tore that thing down by now.
Yeah, it's probably gone.
Might have just fallen over in a stiff wind.
I think they opened that up just for us that night.
Didn't you and Art go ice fishing while we were up there?
Yeah, we did. Me, him, Ernest Biner, and Chip Lowmiller. Chip was from up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And we went ice fishing, and we didn't catch nothing, but it was an experience. I tell you what, it's fun. I do a lot of fishing still, but when Chip set this thing up, it was all fine and good until we started to get off the road to ride out in our truck
on the ice. Oh my
yeah.
Lord!
Yeah,
that's great. That would scare me.
There was a lot of folks out there. Yeah, then you know my gut started to rumble a little bit when we rolled off the road to ride on this ice.
I bet. Monty, working with Brian Mitchell is an incredible experience. What was it like as a veteran with Super Bowl rings to watch this little loudmouth, short, fast, strong kid from Louisiana come in? And I imagine just cause a whole lot of ruckus as soon as he arrived. What was it like playing with B. Mitch?
B. Mitch was a professional from the beginning. Even though he was boisterous. He talked, and he was loud. But you knew, as veteran players, that when the rookies come in, you gravitate to the ones that you think can help your football team. So everyone gravitated toward B. Mitch because they knew that this man had a lot of talent. If we can get him to shut up. had lots of talent, and he could help this football team. And he came right in and contributed. And from training camp on, we knew that he was going to be a part of this football team. Regardless of where he came from, regardless of his background, he was a quarterback. And we knew that he was going to help this football team. So it was very easy to play with B. Mitch. B. Mitch brought his A game every single game. Every single game. He talked a good game, and he's kind of like, I compare him to Muhammad Ali. You know, a lot of people didn't like Ali because of his way of talking, but Ali backed it up. And that's what I'll say about B. Mitch. B. Mitch talked a lot, but he backed it up.
That sounds like the guy I know. Monty, I want to say, just as somebody who grew up watching you and your consistency, there's a picture. So down in the across from the locker room in FedEx Field, there's this room that used to be kind of like a gathering spot for super high rollers. And in the COVID era, when they've had to spread everybody out, I think they put some assistant coaches in there now. And there's a picture of you walking off the field at RFK Stadium with a fist in the air and holding your helmet. And I look at that picture every time I sneak my way down into that room, and I just remember it. To me, it personifies a lot of what the great teams here were about, and certainly your consistency and the longevity of your career and just your incredible ability on the field.
Professionalism.
I mean, there's so many fans that loved you and love you on a level that's hard to explain, and just on behalf of them and people in this area, just want to say thanks, man.
Well, you know what? I said this when I retired, that there's no fans like RFK fans. And I'm dreaming of the day that we can get back to those fans and the team all supporting each other the way we did. And I thank you for that compliment. You know, it was very easy to play, to give it up on the field and off the field during my tenure with the Redskins, because of the fans, because of my teammates, because of the coaches. It was very easy to discipline myself. You know, there's two types of pain. When I was coaching, I used to tell my football team, there's two types of pain. There's the pain of discipline, and there's the pain of regret. And I don't regret any of my career with the Redskins. Everything that I did was for the Redskins. If I can use the word, I can use the word. That's why I played for the Redskins.
We're using it today. Monty, let me ask you that then. Is it going to be tough for you when there's officially a new name next week?
No, not really. Not really. You know, during my tenure, I played with the Redskins. And if they want to ask me, did you play with the Redskins? I'll say yes. Now, I respect the change of name, and I respect everything that it stands for. But for me, I played with the Redskins. I didn't play with the Washington football team, even though today I call them the Washington football team until next week. I played with the Redskins.
Gotcha. Monty, we sincerely appreciate your time.
Appreciate
anything
you, brother.
You want people to check out that you're doing nowadays?
Well, yeah, I work for an after-school tutoring program, and it's a nonprofit, and we're tutoring kids with this COVID and made with virtual and just the inability to go to school right now. It's hard on our students. So I joined this group as the executive director, and if you want to check us out, we're at PBSOAR, PBSOAR.com. And if anyone want to make a donation to the organization, it's a very worthwhile organization. We're dealing with 8th graders to 12th graders, and we're helping them make sure that they don't get lost in this educational field.
Sounds good. Monty, thank you so
appreciate
much,
you, man.
Monty.
Make sure you really tell your dad I said hi, man.
I will be.
All right, brother.
Thank you so much.
Brother. Thank you so much, brother.
Love you.
All right, man. Love you too, brother. Gotcha, baby.
Yes, sir.
Legendary. Washington football team linebacker Monty Coleman. If you don't know, you need to know. Go do some research.
That dude is for real, brother.
What'd you say, 255 with a
34? 251 pounds, 36-inch waist. I mean, I haven't seen 36 waist since I was in college.
We're going to open the phone lines up next. Plus, I don't know that enough people know the story of the first kickoff in that Super Bowl. B. Mitchell, tell it next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.